AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton.
So I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters.
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat. Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life. And it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Thank you. This is Fang von Rathenstein from the Lords of the Trident, and you're listening to the only radio station that I listen to before I go into battle, Maxinc Radio. Radio for the people.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Recognize. That is from 2021. That is Imperial Fall out of Milwaukee. Before that, we started Max Inc. Heavy Out this hour with Lords of the Trident, a double dip. We heard Acolyte, and before that, the Metal Sea. Lords of the Trident, they're heading out on a tour of Japan coming up in December. And coming up late December, we'll have Ty Christian, the singer, come in and tell us all about what happened over in Tokyo and all the crazy toilets and everything else that happens in that country. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to keep it going right now. Let's check out some Cowboy Amazing. Don't Spook the Horses. Max Inc. Heavy, Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dog's Blood, that is The Strands. Hey, everybody, happy Saturday night. My name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before that, When Implied, Burn the World. And we have Go Play God. They're in the studio. They're going to be telling us about a show coming up Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to premiere some brand new music. Stick around. It's coming up right after the break.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy. Native Roots Radio is an independent product.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Calling to me. No one knows this day, and now it's been. this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
God, that is Weight in Salt, and just before that, Meant to Be. Hey, I'm Rocker, you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, and right now in the studio with me, I have Big John and Vaughn from Go Play God. They're going to be playing this Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, for the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to feature Go Play God, Seven Seasons Deep, and West on 12, which is a new band. And Big John, Vaughn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
You bet, man. Thanks.
So, you know, for those our listeners who haven't heard of Go Play God, but, you know, they've heard Go Play God a bunch of times because we play Meant to Be quite often. But tell us a little of the backstory of Go Play God. I know you guys have quite a bit of history, and you've been around longer than a decade, I believe.
What are you trying to say, for dinosaurs or what? Go Play God kind of came out of the... hello, I'm John, by the way. Go Play God came out of the ashes of a band that Vaughn and I formed some time ago called Livid.
And, yes, I remember Livid.
Yeah, we had a good run with that formation of musicians. Then we decided to go a different direction a little bit, and We brought in Jim Finley, the bass player. He was part of the last little bit of Livid with us. And there were some unforeseen situations that were kind of dropped in our lap with lead singer issues. Then we started looking around, and we found, rest in peace, Kurt Taliaferro. And we jammed with Kurt, wrote music with Kurt for...
Close to 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Vaughn, you and I have been like an old married couple, like 20 years.
Yeah, right? we're at about 20.
when we found Kurt, we kept the moniker Livid for a couple of years. And we were writing and playing some old Livid songs, and then obviously playing the new Go Play God songs. And then we just changed the name to Go Play God.
Just and, felt like a different thing, sort of. So it seemed like a good...
Absolutely, absolutely.
Where does that come from? Is that like a quote from a movie? Or
It's a quote from a song. I'll just let that be there, left at that. Well, actually, it comes from a Seven Dust lyric.
Oh, cool.
And actually, Jim Hollywood Finley. Hello, Hollywood. I know you're listening. he's the one that brought it to the table and kind of stuck when we were looking for a different moniker. So then we continued on with Kurt and recorded a bunch of material with Pablo Schluter that you know very well, Rocker.
Oh, yes. Over at
Megatone Studios.
Megatone Studios.
Yep, yep. And we still got some unreleased material from him with Kurt singing vocals that we're going to circle back around and finish up.
Oh, wow.
We listened to a few of it once in a while, and you know, brings up some emotions and whatnot. But then Kurt got diagnosed with throat cancer a few years back, and that's when the COVID thing really hit, so everything was shut down.
Yeah, everything was kind of happening at the same time COVID hit, and right about the same time he got diagnosed with throat cancer.
Right. And so, we started to search around a little bit for a new voice. And Jason Ziegler from, he used to be the front man for Zero Minus One. He fell into our lap, and we hung out a few times, and it just started to progress from there. And now we're in a studio with... Mark Whitcomb over at DNA, doing some tracking there. It's going pretty well. And that's it, kind of it in a nutshell. I don't know what...
Is Jason a Madison guy, or has he come elsewhere from the state or the nation, I should say?
He's up in Toma, actually.
Toma?
Yeah, he got a little bit of a hike over to us. So
that's a bit of a drive to get to to get down here to Madison. Now... Am I right? Did one of your guys from Richland Center as well, correct?
No.
No.
All right. It must have been the other band when we were playing in Milwaukee together.
That's Kyle Alt.
Kyle Alt?
Yeah. A band in Zen. He lives over there by Richland Center.
I see.
Yeah. That was a good show we had down there in Milwaukee.
That was great over at Kochansky's in Milwaukee.
Right. I wish the turnout would have been a little bit better, but.
Well, just to get down there at Kochansky's, I thought that I want to play there in the summer, because when you go out to that back deck that they have and the, what is that, like volley or horseshoe pits?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Horseshoe pits back there. And
that's
they
like,
have live
like
bands.
The world class fanciest horseshoe pit I've ever seen. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It yeah. I know. I can't wait to play there in the summer. I hope we can get back in there. So you guys are coming up. You're going to be playing at the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon coming up November 23rd. With you guys, Seven Seasons Deep will open that show, but you're playing with West on 12, and that has Sean Alt on bass. Tell us about that band. That's kind of new, right?
Yeah. From what I gather, and Hammer's the one that, unfortunately, Autumn Gray dropped out of the show due to unforeseen circumstances with those folks. But... Jeff Grieshammer, I call him Hammer. He's the one that brought this band to my attention and mentioned that Sean Alt, that we all know, was playing bass. And so I reached out to them. What I gather from them, I've never heard any material from them or seen them. I hear they're able to cover several decades of cover tunes. So I think it's going to be a nice mix. We'll get the bluesy alt rock from the boys in Seven Seasons Deep. Then we'll get the GPG, Go Play God, set. And then we'll have a cover band just close out. Everybody will be able to relax and have some drinks and get ready for Turkey Day.
And then it's also a fundraiser, this show. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep, for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, this is like, what, sixth or seventh year in a row
we've done this? We've been doing this for quite a while.
And the deal there is bring a non-perishable can of food the day of the show, get a discounted ticket price into the show. It goes for a good cause, you know, people that need help or the homeless or whatnot. And especially, you know, it seems like we pay attention during the holiday season, but I think we need to really actually be paying attention all year long.
For sure.
And helping people that are in need, because it's tough out there.
That's for sure. Well, that's really cool. I'm really happy about that. Now, you guys have a new album coming out in 2023. And you're recording new music, like you just said, over at DNA with Mark Wickham. Are we going to see that in early 23 or late 23? What's your plans,
Vaughn?
I think it'll be earlier. We like John said, we're in the middle of tracking right now, so I'm not sure how many songs total we're going to do. You know, it may be an EP release type thing.
And this is all with singer, right?
Yeah, this will all be with Jason.
Yeah, and Jason's kicking some serious tail. He's a very talented human being.
Oh, yeah. I saw him out at Kochansky's, and he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he brings the goods, for sure.
All right, let's talk about, we have a new song. You brought in a brand new song. That's not even out yet that we're going to listen to from the upcoming album. It's called Trust in Thee. Tell us a little bit about this song before we play.
So this song, actually, the music was recorded while Kurt was still with us. And unfortunately, he got sick, wasn't able to do vocals, obviously, on it after he got sick. And so we recorded the music for this song at Megatone with Paul, and so we had, you know, the song sitting here, and when Jason came in, he actually recorded the vocals at DNA, and we put everything, you know, put everything together and mixed it up, and Paul mixed it at Megatone, and that's where it's at.
Yep.
All right, very cool. Go Play God, November 23rd at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison at the Hard Rock for Hunger, along with Seven Seas Deep and West on 12. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocker.
And yeah, thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for the local music scene. We need to actually, I think, band together a lot more and re-energize this area. It's talent-laden musicians. Absolutely. Across the board here. And it's kind of fallen by the wayside, and it's due to a little bit of the COVID thing, but I think we need to rebuild that brotherhood, so to speak. So
I think it's making a comeback, and hey, you guys are part of it. Right now, this is brand new from Go Play God, Trust in Thee. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh,
Trust in Thee. That is brand new. Go Play God. Go Play God will be playing this Wednesday night coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Hard Rock for Hunger with Seven Seasons Deep and West on 12. Thanks, Big John and Vaughn, for coming in and telling us all about that stuff and bringing in some brand new music. You know, we'd love to hear your music. If you're going to premiere some brand new music, give us a ring. Or give us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. That's M-A-X-I-N-K radio@gmail.com. We'd love to consider your music for on-air playback. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.